Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Reverend Glenna Manning. The scripture is Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12.
Today's devotion is entitled Remembering His Words. Perhaps you've heard the expression, they have the memory of an elephant. It is a proven fact that an elephant does have an ability to remember many things. And when we say that of one another, we are using it as an analogy to praise someone's ability to remember. However, in humans, memory can indeed be selective. For example, my husband has a great ability to remember historical, technical, and sports trivia information, as well as the details of places to which we have traveled. However, his memory is less reliable when it comes to remembering a conversation, the names of people, and what he had for dinner last night. Thankfully, his assets in remembering meet my memory liabilities and vice versa. Memory can also be very selective in that it seems people can more often recount a negative conversation or an episode that made one angry, resentful, or was harmful, rather than one in which they were affirmed, assured, or praised by another. A former bishop in our conference once pointed this out in a reflection. He said he had had several notes regarding people's anger or frustration on something going on in their church, but he'd also received a note of encouragement and praise from one of the clergy. He said that after he read the good note, he was about to discard it when he paused and wondered why he was quicker to discard the positive notes than the negative ones. In our scripture for today, the words, they remembered his words, struck me with a force. The women went to the tomb to anoint Jesus, and in finding his body absent, leaving them in wonder, they were asked by two men, why did they expect to find the body there, as Jesus had already told them what was going to happen? It is then that they, quote, remembered his words. Likewise, when the 11 remaining disciples were told this news by the women from the tomb, they did not remember Jesus' words, claiming instead that the eyewitness account of the women was nonsense. Peter went to see for himself, and seeing the barren tomb and the strips of cloth, he went away in wonderment, but he too had not remembered Jesus' words. They had each chosen to remember the negative words spewed by others at his crucifixion, but did not affirm the good news he had also shared at his resurrection. I believe the words, they remembered his words, strikes me because I too have been guilty of not remembering his words. His words that remind me that I am forgiven, I am loved. His words which offer me grace, and his words reminding me to love and care for all people, in particular the least, the lost, and the lonely. How easy it often is to listen to and hold on to the negative and conflicting words of persons of our culture, instead of letting those words go to be replaced by remembering the assuring words of Jesus. We need not have the memory capacity of an elephant to remember Jesus' life-affirming words. Instead, by staying immersed in Scripture, living out the teachings of Jesus, staying in the life of community, and truly believing his words and his prayer, I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. That's from John 17:26. In this post-resurrection time, may his words continue to assure you of his love, grace, and mercy, and the joy of remembering his promises to us of eternal life. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we confess that we more often than not cling to the negative words of our relationships and culture rather than cling to the affirming and assuring words you promised us as your disciples. May we fix our eyes beyond the things of this earth and remember you in all aspects of our life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.